Don't move, just leave your darling. Here's a corner too. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's monitor.
As soon as the special session of the UN Security Council begins, NBC News and Monitor will take you there for a report live. The wonderful weekend world of Monitor, brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of gold and seven oil treatment, and 42 other fine car care products. Yeah. This weekend, we're celebrating 12 years on Monitor. I'm your host, Ted Steele. In honor of the occasion, the Academy Award-winning songwriting team of Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen have written a song. Or at least they've been writing a song. What progress, Sammy and Jimmy?
Well, Ted, I am not the happiest of men.
What's the matter?
Well, you know, I wish the songwriting business was a business that could do without singers.
Why, Sam?
Remember Steve Lawrence?
Oh, you mean no singers at all?
No, just you and I. Wouldn't it be beautiful?
Without any competition, it would be great.
Can you imagine how I put my heart in that ballad?
Should have put your voice in it. I think it was the equipment. Singing on a phone isn't too good.
I don't think any equipment can contain my voice.
Well,
what do you think we ought to do?
Well, I think we have to do what he wants us to do, write a rhythm song or a rhythmic song.
Well, we know the title is Best Wishes. He seemed to like that.
Well, he couldn't. How could he dislike it? It's Everett's title.
Everett who?
Everett Dirksen.
Oh, I forgot.
He wouldn't dare not like, you know, dislike Everett Dirksen's title. He'd investigate him.
I still think we ought to ask Everett to sing it.
Well, he'd recite it.
Oh, I'm sure he would. Well, let's
what do you think about this tempo? Think that's rhythmic enough?
It's rhythmic enough, but where's the title go?
Well, we'll put the title in about 30 times. Best wishes.
La, 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 la.
Best wishes.
La, 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 la.
Best wishes.
Like my pata, la, 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 la.
You're going to put something besides la, la, la in there, aren't you?
I'm not too sure.
I like it, Sammy.
Some words. I got to have some words.
How come everybody likes a song but Steve Lawrence?
I don't know.
Let's try.
Maybe we could get somebody else.
Maybe we could, but it's getting late in the day. Best wishes. We're sending our best wishes. Extending our best wishes.
Fresh.
On your natal day.
Oh, that's nice.
We are sending out you our highest hopes and all the way.
We've got two of our song titles in there.
You notice how I did that?
Great.
I just mentioned all the way and high hopes to bolster my confidence. Do you think that Steve Lawrence is going to be calling again? Because if he is, I'd like to hang up. I like Best Wishes, you know?
I do, too. It's great. I think it's wonderful.
Well, I tell you, we can sleep on this tonight. It may be troubled sleep, but Best Wishes it is.
We'll stick with that.
Stick to it. Best wishes to Monitor, to everyone but Steve Lawrence, and wherever he is, I hope his teeth hurt.
Okay, Sammy and Jimmy, have a good night's rest and come back tomorrow. You'll have the whole thing polished up and everything will be okie-dokie. Eh?
All right, Ted, thank you.
Good to see you, Chester, I'm telling you. Uh-huh. Tomorrow on Monitor, you will hear Steve Lawrence sing the finished product, I'm sure. He'll like it by then. The Monitor birthday song, Best Wishes. Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen will be here, of course, to polish up this number, supervise the performance, and fight among themselves. In addition to that entertaining team, Monitor's birthday weekend will continue with host Henry Morgan and a star-studded lineup of well-wishers. There'll be championship golf from Grand Blanc, Michigan, reports on the future in the communications and transportation fields, and some flashbacks to memorable moments on Monitor, all brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, who have a message for you now.
We're Bob and Ray at DuPont Winifred headquarters again. Phone is really busy here as people call in to find out how they can participate in the Winifred sweepstakes. Hello?
Hello, hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. What's your question?
Now, as I understand it, I can win a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or a new car of the same name, yes.
And all I have to do is fill in a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Right.
Well, what I want to know is...
No, he disconnected himself. Winnipeg headquarters.
I hope I won't throw a pall over things, but my Wildcat died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was hit by a truck while double parked.
You mean your car, the Wildcat?
Yes, I had to put a bullet in the hood. now I desperately need another one for my work as a troubleshooter for a toothpick company.
Well, enter the DuPont Winifet sweepstakes, and maybe you'll win one of the new cars or 777 other prizes.
Then it's not all a put-on.
No, ma'am. Pick up an entry blank and see. Hello?
Hi, it's me again. Now, what I want to know is...
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Buddy Greco and Love's Gonna Live Here Again.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, a pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again.
Now, let's see. Who's next?
If you're asking who's who among the animals at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum here in Tucson, I've got to ask Hal Grass. Hal, who is who?
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 Oh, this is a great horned owl who has a very special message today.
And what's he saying?
Now he's saying happy birthday to Monitor and many happy returns of the day.
Who?
Another reminder, friends, as soon as the special session of the UN Security Council begins, NBC News and Monitor will take you there for a report live.
Hello, everyone. This is Dick Van Dyke wishing Monitor the happiest of happy birthdays. As Stan Laurel might say if he were still with us, say, Ollie, imagine Monitor's 12 years old this weekend. And they said it couldn't last.
Actually, what New York Times critic Jack Gould said of Monitor's opening weekend broadcast was, "It's an electronic grab bag." I'm Ted Steele, and I'm going to reach in and pull out music right now. It's the popular Hello, Hello by Claudine Longet.
Never knew how I'd meet you. Didn't know how to.
friends, we're Bob and Ray for DuPont Auto Products with some exciting news.
How would you like to win a pet?
An unusual pet that'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood.
A pet that will shake up the whole neighborhood.
By now, many of you are nodding your heads yes, but you want to know what kind of pet.
Well, hold on to your chairs or steering wheels, as the case may be, and listen to this thrilling news from the people who make DuPont Auto Products.
You can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or choose a new car with the same name.
As a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
And to win either pet or car, all you have to do is pick up a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products.
No need to buy anything, just fill in the free entry blank.
If you don't win a pet, you may win one of 777 other prizes.
Think how envious your friends will be when they see you riding down the street on a Mustang.
Or in a Mustang.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that seems to prove true in the world situation, as Chet Huntley analyzes one of the trouble spots of the past years.
Hopefully, by the time this weekend is over, the last shot in this new war in the Mideast will have been fired, and that these 12 years of this program service, known as Monitor, almost embraced the last two wars waged in behalf of Israel's survival. In June of 1955, when Monitor began, Israel was already in a sort of state of siege. The word Fedayeen had taken on a grim coinage. In scores and hundreds of incidents, Arab terrorists were slipping across the Israeli border to commit terror, sabotage, and destruction. In some instances, they probed as deeply into the country as Tel Aviv. The trouble was building up. Nasser seized the Suez Canal about a year later, and his program of arms aid from the Soviet Union began shortly after that. So here we are, 12 years later, and now the third war in 20 years for the survival of Israel is ending. The tasks now confronting the peacemakers are awesome. What territorial adjustments will have to be made to satisfy Israel's altogether justifiable demand that the last war in the area has been fought? What other changes in Arab leadership will now ensue from this debacle? What treasure must the Arab nations now put in bond, or what international inspection and control must they endure to make certain that they have embarked upon their last spate of madness? What wisdom and restraint may now be discovered in the Soviet Union to preclude yet another round of arms buildup in the Arab states? Has Moscow understood at last that a policy of identifying itself with Arab feudalism is reckless and highly dangerous? And not yet has it produced a single new communist state. Is there some appreciation in Moscow that much of its new position in the Middle East was resting on unreliable foundations? The Middle East and the world cannot endure any longer the plight of 1.5 million Palestine refugees. Nor can it endure the old Nasser policy of using the Suez Canal as a club with which to beat the adversaries. Is there sufficient wisdom in Israel to make certain that Jerusalem does not become again the cauldron for renewed religious wars? Has the anachronistic character of Jordan finally overtaken it to the end that the country is experiencing its dying days? It is such an anachronism that none of its neighbors really want it. The Gulf of Aqaba must remain open, but how will it be guaranteed? What sort of agency will guarantee that the last shot has been fired across the Syrian-Israeli frontier? Have we heard the last of the Gaza Strip? An oil industry must be reconstituted. And have the events of these past few days been sufficient to deliver the long-delayed death knell to Arab feudalism? And finally, have these events and new problems in the Mideast been sufficient somehow to speed or deliver the hour of peace in Southeast Asia? This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
One of the most surprising changes of the past 12 years has been England. Once known for sedate, well-mannered citizens in bowler hats and proper tweed suits, it's now the center of the mob look. All the far-out fashions come from London. Mini skirts, long hair for men, and music. And that began with the Beatles. And recently, we've been hearing a lot from the new vaudeville band. Their first hit was Winchester Cathedral. Now it's this one, called Finchley Central.
Finchley Central is 2 and 6 pence from Golders Green on the Northern Line. And on the platform by the kiosk, that's where you said you'd be mine. There we made a date. the show. And Finchley Central, 10 long stations from Gilders Green, change at Camden Town. I thought I'd made you, but I'm afraid you only let me down.
Monitor has cleared up a lot of mysteries. One of them, how did Jerry Colonna begin doing his famous trick of holding one note beyond any normal range of human endurance? The comedian explained during a Monitor interview.
I was trying to prove a point about how a singer should begin a certain type song. And this one particular singer was in a radio studio at the time, and a very excellent singer he was, and a very well-known singer. And he was singing a song called You're My Everything. And he seemed to disturbed me with the way he approached the first note on You're My Everything. I said, you should hold the note a little bit stronger because the word itself, You're My Everything, should be brought out a little bit more. He said, well, why don't you show me? And I said, okay, I'll do it. You're my everything. And he left the studio after that. I haven't seen him since.
Jerry Colonna and his incredible voice, remembered on Monitor's 12th anniversary weekend, brought to you by DuPont, who gets a word in here.
How much gas did she take, sonny?
A gallon and a half, sir.
Oh, I checked the oil, too, sir?
Yes, sir. You can use a quart. But you really ought to do something about that engine noise.
I had earplugs, but they didn't...
I mean DuPont Golden 7. You put it in your motor oil.
Quiet it down, will it?
Oh, sure. Golden 7 helps stop oil burning, too. And it boosts compression and horsepower.
Ah, she has been a mite sluggish of late. Let's throw in some of that Golden 7 and see what happens.
I can tell you this Golden 7 makes cars take off like a whisper.
How's that?
A whisper.
Uh-huh.
There. Start it up now. Well, let's see how she runs now, sir. Start it up.
Already did, sonny. She's running. Well, so long. Thanks for the tip on Golden 7. I never would have thought she ever had that one.
Ortolani, and who can say? Another friend can say, that's who.
Hi, this is Johnny Carson. I just happened to be in the studio. I was on my way up to the executive offices where I was going to watch the vice president's hopscotch finals. Wanted to stop by and wish Monitor a happy 12th anniversary.
Okay, Johnny. In and near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, you heard Johnny Carson, and you hear us on WKBO. Wherever you're listening to Monitor this weekend, it's being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Gold and Seven, and a complete line of car care products. This is Ted Steele, back after a brief time out.
Monitor's birthday celebration continues throughout the weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Senior Chief Sonar Technician David Dental of Chico, California, on board the world's first nuclear submarine, USS Nautilus, wishing Monitor a happy 12th birthday.
While you drive, it's NBC, Monitor on NBC.
the special session of the UN Security Council begins, we'll have a live report. This is the wonderful weekend World of Monitor, being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Gold and 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. I'm Ted Steele.
A stream falling leaves a sycamore, moonlight in the mine.
Margaret Whiting, as she sang 12 years ago, she's still singing, but here's her current hit song, Only Love Can Break a Heart, by the new Maggie Whiting. The United Nations Security Council has just begun the special session called by the Russian delegation. For a report, here is special UN correspondent Bill Fitzgerald.
The second session of the day of the United Nations Security Council has just begun. It was called by the Soviet Union. No reason has been given, but there's speculation that the Russians want to continue pressing for a Security Council resolution that would condemn Israel for aggression against the Arab states. At this moment, the Soviet ambassador Fedorenko is speaking, and we switch to the floor of the Security Council.
Soon after the Security Council had adjourned this morning, the capital of the Syrian Arab Republic, Damascus, was subjected to a new attack by the Israeli Air Force. The city was bombed again by the pirates of Tel Aviv. Moreover, according to accurate and confirmed information, there was still fighting in the region of Hunayra at 50 miles distance from the capital of Syria. According to the very sure information received by the Soviet Union, at 12 o'clock New York time, the Israeli Air Force has effected a bombing attack on the capital of Syria, Damascus. Thus, the Council is again witnessing a most brutal violation of the decisions of the Security Council by Israel, and a violation of its repeated appeals for a ceasefire and cessation of military action. At the time when the Security Council was considering the question of the continuation by Israel of aggressive action against the Arab Republic of Syria this morning, it was abundantly clear, and this is reflected in the reports of the Secretary General, that the aggressor, Israel, did not give up its intention to continue action despite the decisions of the Security Council in trying to achieve its military purposes on the territory of Syria. In their statements, several members of the Security Council have condemned these actions of Tel Aviv. The delegations of several countries, members of the Security Council, have noted with concern in their statements and were drawing attention to the fact of the air banditry and the air raids on the capital of Syria was definitely confirmed in the reports of the representatives of the United Nations to the Secretary General, reports which we have on our table now. And yet, at the time when the representatives of some Western powers and the United States of America, first of all, were trying to divert the attention of the Council by casuistry, and were trying to overcloud the very clear picture of crimes which were committed by Tel Aviv, the aggression of Israel against Syria was continuing and is continuing. We have already observed and noted with indignation the inadmissibility of a situation where the Security Council is being dragged into a shameful farce, where we witness a competition of statements which are utterly untrue. And at that very moment, when those who speak here in behalf of Tel Aviv were continuously repeated the false assertions that Israel was ready to cease fire, the Air Force of Israel were flying over the boundaries of a sovereign state, an equal member of the United Nations, the Syrian Arab Republic, and were engaged in new aggressive raids against the capital of that country. And we are asking, Mr. President, where is the limit to the cynicism? What do the so-called representatives of Tel Aviv think that the Security Council is? When will they put an end to these lies and to this deceit? And certainly, the fact is to be condemned that there are great protectors of the lying representatives of Tel Aviv, and they are sitting at our table here. The Council cannot be associated with the maniacs of the war who cannot see with open eyes the light, but can only see it through a black band. The new facts, the new aggressive and criminal actions of Israel confirm the view that the Security Council has no further grounds to have any more trust or confidence in Tel Aviv. The principles of international law are derided, and so is the Organization of the United Nations. It is mockery directed against the Security Council itself and its decisions. We are saying this in order that none should harbor any doubts, that none should harbor any delusions. We understand full well what is happening here and what is attempted to be done to change the whole direction of the work of the Security Council. In our earlier statements, we have already been drawing attention to the tactics and to the aggressive policies of Israel. We pointed out that the leaders of Israel are following the shameful practices of the Nazi criminals. As you will recall, this has caused a hypocritical displeasure on the part of the representative of Tel Aviv. But louder and more convincing than any denials are the facts themselves, and the facts are the following, Mr. President. the Minister of Information of Israel, and the Minister of Defense, Moshe Dayan, hastened to declare that Israel will never go back to the former boundaries, which were established by the armistice agreement, that they intend... to demand the annexation to their territories of lands which were seized from the United Arab Republic, Jordan, and other peoples. And we put the question, on what right? On what right?
We are listening to the opening night session of the UN Security Council. At the moment, the Soviet ambassador, Fedorenko, has the floor.
At the expense of the lands of the neighboring nations. Does this not recall the sad... the very sad precedent of the demands of the leaders of the Reich on the so-called living space, Lebensraum, which I believe, Mr. President, we do not have to recall here, and which was the cause for their having started the Second World War. Does this not remind us of the cynical arguments of the Hitlerite bosses on the natural boundaries?
The United Nations Security Council has opened its second session of the day a few moments ago, and the first speaker has been, or still is, Nikolai Fedorenko, the ambassador from the Soviet Union. He opened up his remarks again condemning Israel, condemning the United States, Great Britain, and other Western powers for allegedly supporting Israel in what he called the aggressive war against the Arab states. There has been no definite reason why Fedorenko asked for this special session tonight, but it is believed, of course, as he has been trying to do all this day and in previous days, trying to get the Security Council to condemn the Israeli government for aggression. He is still speaking at this time, and because we lose something in his translation, we are going back to our monitor program, and we will return to the United Nations Security Council meeting as the program warrants or as the developments warrant. This is Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, reporting.
Further reports from the UN shortly. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Monitor 67,
our 12th anniversary. I'm your host, Ted Steele, and we have a little bit of a man and a woman. That's a good combination. First and favorite, New York. Monitor's 12th anniversary weekend brought to you by DuPont. Who gets a word in here?
How would you like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products?
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A crazy. Frankie, edible pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cried Bobbin Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large black lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
A large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. You know, little Abner has come a long way since 1955. Then he was one of the most elusive bachelors in Dogpatch. But Daisy May finally caught up with him, married him, and now they have a son named Honest Abe. The man who's been guiding his fate, of course, is Al Kemp, and he's also Monitor's talking cartoonist. Al is a sharp critic of the present-day scene, and right now he's going to take off on the future.
This program, Monitor, is 12 years old, and it's solved many of its problems, and that gives us some hope that this nation may solve its problems in the next 12 years. That is, if we listen to the voices of the youth of today, the voices of Stokely and Joni, and the voices of the three wise old men, Dr. Leary, Dr. King, and Dr. Spock. We could solve the problem of the American Indian. In the next 12 years, our totally neglected Indians might notice how many eager young Peace Corps volunteers and how many millions of dollars were rushing to Peru to help their Indians get up out of their misery, migrate to Peru, and finally get the help, the respect, and the money from America they've needed so desperately and so long. In the next 12 years, if we continue to heed the voices of Joni and Stokely, of Dr. Leary, Dr. King, and Dr. Spock, we could finally perfect a method of apprehending criminals before they commit crimes. This is the method. Any citizen suspected of being a potential menace to society will be given the police force test. If he passes, if he demonstrates that he has the qualities necessary to make a competent law enforcement officer, he'll be automatically convicted of brutality and bigotry and thrown into the clink before he can commit those crimes. And this will be a much more efficient method than the one we use now, which wastes so much of the time of civil liberties lawyers prosecuting cops who molest muggers or rude to rapists. And this is Al Kemp giving his best wishes to the utopia of the future and planning to migrate to the moon on NBC's Monitor.
Okay, Al. Once again, Bob and Ray for DuPont.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Lowe. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything. Just fill in the blank, and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or a new car of the same name.
That's right, ma'am. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you'd take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate and easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Lowe shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. A highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou.
Oh, that's right, Bob.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. This is Monitor's 12th anniversary weekend, which is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. This is Ted Steele. Stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour, then we'll be back.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Long John Nebel and John Keel are worlds apart when they discuss creatures from outer space. Tonight at midnight on WNBC New York. We're speaking to you for the Council for Financial Aid to Education. Any parent who has a son or daughter in college will tell you that a college education is pretty expensive. This is because colleges must continue to provide quality education. But colleges can't survive on tuition alone because tuition pays only part of what it costs a college to educate a student. So give to the college of your choice. America will be better because of your help. What is man's true physical and mental potential? WNBC's new series, Man Probe, beginning Sunday morning at 10:30, answers this question by exploring the field of physical and mental rehabilitation. Man Probe's investigation of scientific techniques which enable the handicapped to function today explains how all of us will benefit tomorrow from rehabilitation research in the fields of cancer, synthetics, transplants, and chemistry. Man Probe, Sunday. That's beginning tomorrow, Sunday at 10:30 on WNBC. It's 10 o'clock.